You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, we're talking employment, a little bit more on employment now. When a promotion promise is broken, what can employees do? Kgagiso Lebete, Senior Employee Relations Specialist, joins me now. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Good evening to your listeners. I hope I'm clearly audible.
Yes, you are. So promises of a promotion can be a powerful motivator for employees, encouraging hard work, loyalty and dedication. But what happens when an employer fails to follow through, whether due to shifting company priorities, budget constraints or empty assurances? A broken promise can leave employees feeling frustrated, undervalued and uncertain about their future. So today, talking to Kgagiso, we're looking at workplace rights and career development to explore what employees can do when a promised promotion doesn't actually materialize. From understanding your legal rights to navigating workplace conversations and making informed career decisions, we're unpacking that now with Kgagiso. Kgagiso, how do we get into this? And let's first look at understanding promotion promises under South African labor law.
I think one of the first things I would have to highlight is a promotion promise or an unequivocal guarantee or promise to an employee that they will be promoted comes with its own inherent risks, in that it has the potential to fall foul of, one, the company recruitment and selection policy, which is what would typically address issues related to promotions, and may result in an affected employee being able to refer an unfair labor practice dispute to the CCMA for this breach of this alleged promise. Now, while promotions are largely viewed as a managerial prerogative, this does not mean that they can be arbitrary. So every employee has the right to a fair labor practice. And in as much as the employers have discretion in these promotions, they must act fairly. And they need to try by all means to avoid unfair labor practices. That is why the principle of a promotion in South African law, in the absence of a recruitment and selection process, is not largely advisable, because that then makes it very difficult for the company to say, we followed a fair process in choosing to promote employee X over employee Y. And that is fundamentally where the challenge comes in with regards to promises of promotions, because that is tantamount to a deviation from a recruitment and selection policy or a promotions policy or whatever rule may be in place, especially in our more established and our more larger organizations.
And this is, not only a written agreement, but verbal as well. It can be legally binding.
Indeed. The question in such an instance, and unfortunately, it places a greater burden on the employee to prove that there was this promise that was made to them by someone within the organization that has the requisite authority to make this promise to them. And if they are to refer a dispute to the CCMA, unfortunately, they are burdened with the greater burden of proof to say, this is when it was made, this is how it was made, this is the context. So they would need to set out their case to say that this unequivocal promise was made to me in this particular instance, and I therefore want to exercise my right to this particular promotion. And the company can simply come back and say, but we have an entrenched process in place. If there are other employees within the environment who may be eligible for this vacant position that you claim to have a right to be promoted to. And ultimately, that then is something that that particular employee would need to prove, because inherently there is no right to a promotion within the context of South African employment law. There is a discretion, there may be a reasonable expectation, but there isn't a right to a promotion. Even if you have acted in a position, for example, you find instances where people act in positions for an extended period of time. They have the requisite qualifications, they have the requisite experience, but even then, the right to be promoted into that vacancy does not arise. You would still be expected to follow a competitive process that would be outlined by the company to ensure that everybody that can be considered may be shortlisted and may be possibly interviewed.
Okay. So yeah. If you, I'm looking at this practically, right? You, if you want a promotion and you're within the company, you don't get the promotion, you have the right to fair treatment, right? And then you decide, okay, let me take up this case because they are not honoring this agreement, and you go to the CCMA. How then does that progress? Because you are still working for the company. This is not about being dismissed. This is about not getting a promotion.
So now the complexity with this is, depending on the maturity of said organization and the maturity of the particular individual who is now trying to renege on this promise of a promotion, could cause a strained employment relationship. Because ideally, I'm in a process which is tasked with resolving a dispute, which is not a personal attack on either party involved in the process. One should not be prevented or prohibited from following a dispute resolution process with the CCMA. But however, that can open themselves up to possible instances of victimization within the workplace, because they have dared to challenge the authority of a particular line manager or the authority of the organization. And sometimes the practicality of the process does not always translate into the legality of the process. The law prescribes a process to resolve the dispute, but what then happens on a day-to-day basis within the working environment may be something completely different, in as much as there is also recourse against that. Mm. But we have seen instances where employers have dared to challenge the authority of a line manager or of the organization, and that has not ended well for them, insofar as the employment relationship or the employment conditions were concerned. But ultimately, I think what's important to note is the fact that there isn't a right to a promotion, unless if one would have entered into a contract that says, we are appointing you into this position, subject to you satisfying the following requirements, you will then be eligible for this promotion into this vacancy. Now, that is contractual, that is written. Mm. That is that cannot be disputed. But the verbal engagement is quite tricky, because sometimes you may find yourself in a situation where someone has made a promise to a fellow colleague, maybe male to female, that, listen, if you carry out this quid pro quo, I will then give you this promotion. And if that doesn't pan out, that opens up another can of worms altogether. And well, that is what we're trying to do away with.
So just going back to that, I mean, if South African employers have a right not to give promotions, right? They don't have to. They can take that away. Can they actually go, you know, if you end up in with the CCMA, can they actually argue their point that we have a right to business discretion? We don't have to give these promotions. Can they go on that basis? Where then does that leave the employee?
Well, typically employers have previously raised the defense of a discretion. Mm. But the proviso is that the discretion is not arbitrary. You need to show that you have followed a fair process. And this is why we then advise employers to follow a fair and competitive recruitment and selection process, even if it's limited to internal applicants only, when selecting a candidate to be promoted into a higher position. Because that then does away with the arbitrary nature of, listen, I'm going to promote X over Y. There must be an objective basis on selecting one employee over the other in choosing to promote them into a higher position. It cannot just be because I like X, or I play rugby with X, or we go to the same social club, or we're from the same geographic area. There has to be an objective process that can be looked at objectively and say, this person was not unfairly prejudiced due to the favoring of another individual. So companies can promote, but just that the process has to be fair, objective, and should be able to be put to scrutiny in an external dispute resolution forum such as the CCMA.
How often do you see broken promises? Cases like this?
It happens quite a lot. Just that the context around which I've seen it happen, especially in my career, was in instances where people are coaxed into relationships, romantic or otherwise, with the promise that I will then promote you. That then does not happen, and then it leads us down the course of a sexual harassment in a quid pro quo arrangement, which is then a messy affair altogether. But it does happen, and it is rather unfortunate, because it's very difficult to prove that this was made to me verbally and this is what I was promised.
Well, I think the employee needs to know their rights, and it's interesting to follow this legal process. If, you know, and also understanding that you have the right, to take it up if you don't get what you were promised.
Yes. Labor Relations Act has provision under Section 186, and the CCMA will entertain an unfair labor practice dispute relating to the promotion, demotion, training, or benefits. It's categorized under that umbrella. And that is the recourse that employees have to refer a dispute to the CCMA. But they then bear the burden of proof to prove that there was an unequivocal promise that was made to them that they will be promoted.
Kgiso, thank you so much for that enlightening conversation. Thank you for your time this evening. Kgiso Lebete, Senior Employee Relations Specialist.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.